Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please take note of all the announcements that are in the bulletin. Just a couple of things to highlight or draw to your attention. One is that I've been up here the last few weeks telling you that we will be taking a congregational photo on August 28th on Rally Day. But we are not going to take the photo on that day. We have moved that date to the actual celebration day, which is October 30th. So the day we will be taking our photo of the whole congregation will be on October 30th when we celebrate our anniversary. But Rally Day is still on, and that is the 28th. A number of things are planned for that day, including a meal. And so if you would like to eat at the meal, we ask that you do sign up. And I think sign-up sheets are in the Narthex Annex at the Educational Building, or you can call the church office during the week. Let's see, other announcements. Rebecca, do you have something?
Good morning. This morning, we will be taking a little field trip after our opening over to the Educational Building, right next to the chapel to meet with Nick and learn about all he does as head of the Youth and Family Ministries, and any Sunday school teachers that are available during the opening time, if you could come down to the basement, you can share with the children what it is you do to prepare for getting ready for their Sunday school classes each week. And then next week, we will have our last field trip, which we'll have our opening in the basement. But then we're going to come up here and learn everything it is that's involved in being an usher for the church. And we'll also be climbing stairs, not these stairs, the other stairs in the back, to find out about the internet and the radio and to see what's up in the tower. So we'll have that next week, and then we'll have face painting and all sorts of other things to do during the Sunday school hour for Rally Day the following week. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Are there other announcements this morning? Anything else? If not, then I invite you to rise as we sing the hymn Majesty, and we will sing through it twice. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Holy is the Lord, the Almighty. He is worthy of glory and honor and power. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain. By his blood he purchased for God Christ made of them a kingdom, and they shall reign on earth forever. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. I confess to God Almighty, before the whole company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, by my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault. Wherefore I pray God Almighty to have mercy on me. Forgive me all my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all your sins.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you have given great and precious promises to those who believe. Grant us the perfect faith which overcomes all doubts, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing the hymn, I Love You, Lord. We'll sing through it twice. You may be seated.
Our first lesson this morning is from Jeremiah chapter 23. Am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I've heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, how long will the hearts of the prophets ever turn back? Those who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart. They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Thanks be to God.
We'll read Psalm 82 responsively. God takes his stand in the council of heaven. He gives judgment in the midst of the gods. Save the weak and the orphan. Defend the humble and needy.
Rescue the weak from the poor. Deliver them from the power of the wicked.
They do not know, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals and fall like any prince.
Arise, O God, and rule the earth, for you shall take all nations for your own.
Our second lesson is a reading from Hebrews chapter 11 and chapter 12. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land, but when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah of David, and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in the deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy, was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus said, "I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, 'It is going to rain,' and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, 'There will be scorching heat,' and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time?" The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
All right, children, come on up and take a seat. So today, this is supposed to be our children's message, and it still is, but we're going to melt our children's message and our Sunday school lesson together in one, because today in Sunday school, you're coming down to see me and see what I do, but that's during Sunday school. But I wanted to give you a preview today here in the children's message. So what I have here is a bucket of items. I'm going to take this extension cord for the children's message. But I need each and every one of you to take a little object in the bucket. Very good, very good, very good. Okay, so you hold on to those objects throughout the whole sermon. And then when we get down to my office, I'll tell you what to do about those objects. Am I good, Mr. Gomer? Okay. For now, I want to use this object to illustrate why we should be in church. So this is what I do. I look at an object and say to myself, "What is this?" So kids, what is this? An extension cord. Good. Now what is an extension cord for? To what? Charging, but charging what? Can't we just put our TVs in the wall? It is charging stuff, but hey, your dad put up a new TV on the wall, and the port is way over here. So he needs some help. He needs some help getting from that little itty-bitty plug all the way to this wall, and an extension cord comes in. Plug it in the TV, plug this in the wall, and you're good to go. TV works, or your DVD players, or your Blu-rays, or your video game systems. They all work. Where is God right now? Up in heaven. Way up in heaven. Can we reach him? Can we jump up really high? Okay, what about if I get on Pastor Tim's back? He's a very strong man. You get on my back, and then we just make a human ladder. Can we reach the heavens? No. So we need somebody to help us get to God, right? Perfect. Who is that person to help us get to God? Go ahead and say it out loud. Very good. Jesus is that person. So in a way, we need an extension cord to get to God. In a way, we need help and an extension, and Jesus is that extension. Now, this is what you got to do with the children's sermons. You got to relate it back to one of the readings. And for today's reading, we're going to stick with Jeremiah. So basically what was happening in Jeremiah, stand up, please. We're going to go on a little trip. Because God's people were not acting like God's people. They were being very selfish. And so the altar is right there, right? So we're going to pretend that we're very close to God. And for a long time, the Jewish people were very close to God. But then they started to act up. Come with me, come with me. Then they started to forget about God. Then they started to forget about their traditions. Then they started to forget about their laws. And then they just kind of wanted to do whatever it is that they wanted to do. Ignoring God's Ten Commandments. They forgot everything that happened in Egypt. They forgot how God protected them in the desert. They forgot God gave them the land of Canaan, the promised land. And they just ran wild, like a bunch of wild monkeys. Okay, now stop. Where are we? We're in the back of the church. How far are we away from God? Very far. Well, the Israelites, they were even further. They weren't even in the building. They just left. We're not going to go outside the building. But it says right here God is speaking, and he says, they plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. So there's this other god who's a fake god, and they all love that god. But he's not real. He's not real. The Jewish people need some help. Who helps them? We said his name earlier. He died on the cross. Jesus, very good. So when Jesus comes around, he's helping not just the Israelites, but also the Gentiles, everybody in this church. And Jesus' whole role is to bring everybody who is far away from God all the way. This is as far as we'll go. Back to God. Pretty cool, right? All right. Since we're up here at the altar, does anybody want to say a prayer? No? Okay. I'll say it for us. And then when I'm done, you go back and Pastor Tim, get ready. All right. Pray your hands together, please. Close your eyes. Dear God, thank you for this wonderful week. Please protect these children as they go back to school. Let them have a fun time. Let them have a time where they learn and they grow as people. And may they not forget your word. And may we always be closer to you through your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, hold on to your objects. Don't lose them. We need those for later for Sunday school. Pastor Sim.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The lessons that were read today are all very powerful lessons. They're somewhat scary. Sometimes we don't want to hear exactly what they have to say. The first lesson was talking about how God is everywhere, present. There's no place to hide from God. God is going to see everything that's going on. The Psalm talked about judgment. The New Testament lesson talked about the great ordeal that so many people had to go through and pass through, but they were able to do so by faith. And then we come to the gospel lesson here, where Jesus says, "Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." What's going on here? Jesus in other places is called the Prince of Peace. So what is Jesus saying? Do you think that I've come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, I've come to bring the divisions. We have a sense of what peace is. We think of peace as being the absence of war, the absence of fighting, the absence of stress, of quiet, of calm. But that's not what peace is. Peace is not the absence of anything. Peace is actually the fulfillment of everything. It's peace is being absolutely full. And to understand this a bit, maybe we need to look at division. What Jesus was talking about with division. He was not talking about that he's come to separate people out, to sort them out. Who's going to heaven and who's not going to heaven? Who's been naughty? Who's been nice? That's not what the division is about. But what his division is about, it does cause divisions among people. Because he divides out the things of God and the things of this world. Think about it. One way of looking at this is what does the world see as important? The world sees money as important. It sees power as important. It sees property and things as important. It sees fame or popularity or being recognized as being important. And that's what so many people strive for. They strive for these things of this earth. But for Jesus, what he comes down and he tells, what is truly important goes back even to the Old Testament. God is the most important. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And there's the division right there, that our focus is to be upon God, not on the things of this world. And so Jesus separates that out, and he brings that forward of what truly needs to be but what needs to be on our minds and what's in our head. Another division, or another way of looking at this same division is that we are created in the image of God. But that's not so much how we always act. Rather, we think God created us as gods because we want to be our own God. We think what is important for me is should be the most important thing in my life. And so we talk about freedoms, we talk about rights, and we claim those rights, that we want those things for ourselves. But we don't have the freedom to do anything and everything that we do, because a lot of times when we claim rights and freedoms, we're taking rights and freedoms away from other people, and they have the right and freedom the same as we do. So when we have freedom, when we have rights, there also comes responsibility, that we're not looking only at ourselves, dreaming of our own selves, making decisions according to my choice, what I want, but rather we are looking also at other people. We are also looking at what God wants from us, because we are created in His image. God created us. He made us for His own good pleasure. Everything that we have, everything that we own, belongs to God. Like it says in the Old Testament lesson that we read for today, is there a hiding place? Is there a secret place you can go away from God? No, there is not. Or doesn't God say, don't I fill the heavens and the earth? God is everywhere. God is present within our lives here now. Whether or not we believe in Him, God is still present. He is here on this earth surrounding us. We cannot escape from God. And we are not God. It's not us who is God. Another way of looking at this division is that we are sinners. We claim to be God. We do not always reach up to be who we are called to be. We fall short of that mark. And so we are divided out. And we realize that there is no help for us. We cannot help our own selves. The only help comes through Jesus Christ. God is the only one who can raise us up. We're in the midst of that. Another way of looking at this division is to identify with God. Here on this earth, in this world, we have many other ways of dividing people up. We divide people up by family groups. We divide people up by nationalities. We divide people up by race. We divide people up by language. We divide people up by political parties. We divide people up in so many different directions. But identity with God cuts across through all those things. That's not our true identity. That's not our border lines, state lines, national lines, gender lines. All those things are not borders that God cannot cross. God crosses all borders. And because of that, that causes division. Because people still want to cling to their own borders. They want to cling to their own Godhead. They want to cling to those things that are important only to me and forget about everybody else. We want to cling to those things. And when people want to cling to those things, that causes division rather than putting our focus upon God. That second lesson is so important as well then too, because it's not easy. We started talking about peace and what peace is and what peace is not. But peace is the fullness of all things. The people who the writer of Hebrews listed in that writing for today all had peace because they had faith in God. Look at the things that they went through. They went through torture. They went through imprisonment, chains, shackles, humiliation, flogging, beatings, execution of all sorts of manner, humiliation. They went through all these things and then they did not cave in. Why?
because they had the peace of God with them. Even all these terrible things that were happening to them, they still clung to faith. I mean, think about the faith, simply what it would take when the Hebrew people were about to cross that Red Sea, and to see those waters just separate, and to walk through dry land, and to see the waters on either side, and knowing that any moment those waters can come crashing down on you. But yet, they still went by faith through those things. Our picture of the early Christians then too, that were saying, recant of this faith that you have, this belief in Jesus Christ. Just simply say, Jesus Christ is not God, and you will live. You will go free. You will have your freedoms. You will have your rights back. Just say you don't believe in Jesus Christ and go free. Otherwise, we're gonna throw you in prison. We may even execute you. We may throw you to the lions. Just simply say you don't believe in Jesus Christ. But they had faith. By faith, they did not recant their faith. And because of that, they went through this great ordeal. They clung to what was most important. And in that was that peace that comes from God. They went through that great ordeal. And so the writer of Hebrews talks about this great cloud of witnesses. All these people who by faith clung to their faith. All these people who know the peace of God. And that cloud of witnesses surround us. They are here to give us support as we see these stories, as we hear these stories, as we realize what they went through. It gives us a boost in our faith. It rejuvenates us and makes us strong as well in our faith. The things of this world are going to throw all sorts of mess at us. We're going to go through turmoils. We're going to go through ordeals. Hopefully we can stay within our faith. Jesus starts off this lesson that I read today from Luke's gospel. Jesus says, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. He also says, what stress I am under until it is completed. That fire he's talking about is the Holy Spirit. God sends his Holy Spirit into our lives and fills us with that fire, that zeal, that motivation to go out and live in that peace of God. Even though it may cause division among our friends, among our families, even though it may cause other people to look at us funny, we still have that peace of God. It is within us because it is by faith that we walk. It is by faith that we do these things. It is because we are filled with the Holy Spirit that we're able to move and live and continue on in this kingdom of God. May God's peace be with you. Amen. We sing the hymn for the day, Take My Life That I May Be.
Please rise for the confession of faith. In Christ, you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
We believe in Him and in our hearts and in the Spirit.
Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the Lord God. Let us pray for the church, the world, and for one another. Father, sometimes your word dismays us. We don't like to hear about divine fire, judgment, and division. Make us brave and steadfast in faith. Give us ears to rightly hear and hearts to rightly repent. Give us grace to show the fruits of repentant faith. To your glory and for the good of your people, Lord, in your mercy. Renew the faith, increase the zeal, and strengthen the deeds of everyone in this congregation. Cast the purifying fire of your Holy Spirit in our midst, so that all we say and do is in accordance with your word. Use us to accomplish your will, Lord, in your mercy. Establish your peace among all people of this world. We ask that you heal, purify, guide, and direct the people and the leaders of every human endeavor, in accordance with your will and for our common good, Lord, in your mercy. Until your peace is established, good men and women must risk their lives to protect others. We pray for all of them. Direct their decisions and deeds so that even in places of chaos and violence, they may begin to know your peace. Bring them safely home and bless their hearts and lives with that same peace. Lord, in your mercy. Father, sustain your creation. We pray for all places affected by natural disasters. Transform the devastation of droughts, floods, and fires into fertile ground for new life and growth. Fill heaven and earth with your life-giving spirit. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for everyone who is afflicted by the powers of sin, suffering, and sorrow. Be their sure hope and strong deliverer. Especially, we remember before you Joyce Bakke, Mark Niemeyer, Martha Gevert, Gary and Judy Taylor, Lynn Magura, and Margie Bolting. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we commend our departed loved ones into your care. Keep our faith steadfast and firm in your excellent word, until that day when you bear us into your everlasting kingdom, and make us stand before you with all whom you have upheld with your righteousness and your omnipotent hand. Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayers, gracious Father, offered through the power of the Spirit and for the sake of your dear Son. Grant us all that is in accordance with your merciful will, to your glory and for the good of your people. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Let us pray. Merciful God, in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you embrace our lives with your great love for humanity. With joy and gladness, we ask that these gifts may be for me a sign of our love. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive others who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come, for all is ready. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food, the body and blood of Christ. All who come to you will not hunger. All who believe in you will not thirst. Empowered by this sacrament, send us back into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to share the gospel and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace.
Amen.
Amen. Our closing hymn, Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness. As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.